Now, the telephone companies and the government have been operating under this simple framework for 30 years. The companies have experienced, highly trained, and highly compensated lawyers who know this law inside and out. In view of this history, it is inconceivable that any telephone companies that allegedly cooperated with the administration's warrantless wiretapping program did not know what their obligations were. And it is just as implausible that those companies believed they were entitled to simply assume the lawfulness of a government request for assistance. This whole effort to obtain retroactive immunity is based on an assumption that does not hold water. And quite frankly, the claim that any telephone company that cooperates with the government request for assistance is simply acting out of a sense of patriotic duty doesn't fare much better. Just recently, we learned that the telecommunications companies actually have cut off wiretaps when the government failed to promptly pay its bills. The Department of Justice Office of the Inspector General released a report last month finding that, quote, late payments have resulted in telecommunications carriers actually disconnecting phone lines established to deliver surveillance to the FBI, resulting in lost evidence, unquote. Since when does patriotic duty come with a price tag? Evidently, assisting the government's criminal and intelligence investigation efforts fell somewhere below collecting a paycheck on the company's list of priorities.